for the things he has done.
That's right. That's right.
And the things that he is doing.
Yeah, yeah.
God is doing a marvelous work.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. For a few moments this morning, if you have your Bibles, could you please turn with me to the book of St. Luke? Amen. Amen. One of the four gospel writers. Amen. That Luke chapter 22. Amen. We're gonna read that 31st through the 34th, and then we're gonna skip to the 54th through the 62nd verse. That Luke 22, verse 31. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so, giving reverence unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. And it reads, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted,
that's right,
strengthen thy brother.
Yeah. Right.
And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before thou shalt twice deny that thou knowest me. Okay, then skip over to the 54th verse. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, and were sat down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him, and said, this man was also with him.
That's right.
And he denied him, saying, woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not.
All right. All
and right. About the space of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, man,
I know
not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter.
Right.
And Peter remembered the words of the Lord.
That's right.
Oh, he said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly.
That's right. That's
May the Lord have a blessing to the reading of his holy word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen. The text I want to use today is Peter sat down.
My Lord.
Peter sat down.
My Lord.
Lord help us all.
My Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. He followed in a distance.
That's right.
Amen. And when they had kindled a fire, Peter sat down.
That's right.
With them. Amen. 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 Church, when how do we react when we see a strong Christian face a spiritual defeat?
Well,
how do we react? Some of us would say, I would have expected to to happen to somebody else, but not unto Pastor Al, not unto Deacon Nelson, not to Deacon Wright, not to Minister Ray, not to Sister Head, not to Mother Richardson, but unto anybody else. That I just call those names out now.
Amen.
I just call those names out. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. But we would expect it to happen to anybody else, but not those people.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Because we consider them as strong Christians.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. 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 And we got to understand, church, that Peter was a strong individual.
Amen. Amen.
Peter was a great leader.
That's right. That's right.
Peter was a person of strength.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, he was.
Yeah.
When you talk about the disciples, Peter's name come first.
That's right. You're right.
Because the disciples saw his leadership.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
He was part of the inner circle
of
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was privileged to some of those special experiences
with
Jesus.
That's right.
Such as the transfiguration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. It reminds me of Peter was the one that stood up on the day of Pentecost.
That's right. That's right. That's
amen. Right. Amen. Peter was no timid in spirit.
Amen.
Peter was bold.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Peter was one that walked on water.
Yeah.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Peter was the one that ran to the tomb.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, Peter was strong in body as well.
Yeah.
Because you got to realize when they were rowing the boat.
That's right.
Peter, you know, you had to be strong. They ain't had no inboard and outboard boat. Amen. They had to roll the boat out there to fish.
Right.
Amen. They didn't have nothing to crank up and then hit a button and ride out there. They had to roll those boats. So Peter had to be a strong man in body. And you got to be strong to cast those nets.
That's right.
When you cast them, you got to be strong enough to pull them back in.
Amen.
Amen. Physical strength.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And Peter was strong because in the garden, when the mob came to get Jesus.
Yeah. All right.
Amen. Amen. And Peter was willing to take on the whole mob. Amen. 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 We got to understand he was a strong man.
That's right.
Amen. In spite of all them qualities that Peter had.
Yeah, yeah.
Peter denied.
That's right.
The Lord.
That's right.
Amen. 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 1 Corinthians 10:12 say, wherefore let him that thinketh he stand. Take heed lest he fall. Amen. Amen. Hey, none of us immune.
That's right.
To the flaming arrows of the devil.
That's right.
Amen. None of us.
That's right.
Regardless on who we are or what role we play.
Yeah. Yeah.
None of us immune to it.
Amen.
Ephesians 6:16 said, above all, taking the shield of faith.
Yes, sir.
Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Amen.
Because I'm here to tell you, church, they're going to come.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Satan don't have no respect to person either.
Right.
Satan don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
He will come.
Yeah.
He will come. Amen. Well, one thing, Peter was vulnerable to sin. Peter was blind to his own weakness.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Amen. That's just like most of us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have strength.
Amen.
And we also have weakness.
Amen.
Amen. We're not strong all the time.
Right.
Amen. 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 Because if you think, wherefore let him think it. He's saying,
all right.
Take heed lest he fall.
That's right.
Amen, amen. We got to understand we all have some form of weakness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Peter even said in that verse, that 33rd verse, he said, I'm ready to go to prison with you unto death.
That's right.
Amen, amen. That was a good saying for Peter. But Peter didn't know what he was talking about. Lord help us. Peter did not know what he was talking about. Amen, amen. God has been so good to us. Amen. I like the way Paul put it in Romans. In Romans the 7th chapter, around the 19th verse. Amen. Around the 19th verse, he said, for the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do.
That's right.
Now, if I do that which would not, it is no more that I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Amen, amen. Right. And he go on, he said, but I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity with the law of sin, which is in my member. Oh, I like this about Paul. Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am.
Yes, sir.
Who shall deliver me from this body, from the body of this death? And then he go on and say, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin.
That's right.
Churches, there's a battle going on.
Amen.
There's a battle going on.
Yes, sir.
In our members.
Yes, sir.
Amen. A spirit. Oh, Lord, help us all. Against the flesh.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 We all ain't all been good.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says there's no. Not one.
That's right.
Amen, amen. And Satan don't care who you are. What you stand for.
All right.
You may have a Bible in your hand. Satan don't care. He's still going to come after you.
Right.
Amen. And none of us immune to him. And you know one thing about Satan? He knows our weakness. And he have a tendency to attack our weakness. Amen, amen. Jesus warned Peter of Satan impending attack. When he said Satan has asked to sift you.
That's right.
As we. Satan wants to separate us from the word of God.
That's right.
Amen. That's what he meant by sift you as wheat. Satan wants to separate us. Because as long as we ain't focusing on the Lord, he got us. Amen, amen. We got to realize that we all are vulnerable. Amen. To his attacks. Amen, amen. And we got to look at the enemy is all around us. And he's trying to separate us. Amen, amen. That's why the word says, what is separating you from the love of God? Amen. All you love situations, circumstances, people to separate you from the love of God. And we got to understand, church, we got to understand that our struggles are not against the flesh and blood.
Amen.
Amen, amen. We got to understand, hey, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
That's right, man.
But against principalities.
That's right.
Powers.
That's right.
Rulers. Wickedness in high places.
That's right.
That's who we wrestle.
Amen.
Against.
Amen.
That's why I'm so glad in Matthew 6:31-6:13, Jesus taught us to pray. And lead us not.
That's right.
Into temptation.
Amen.
But deliver us from evil.
Amen.
I thank God. I thank God.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for His word.
Amen.
I thank God. And you know, sometimes we are so pressured. We are so pressured to conform to this word.
Right.
the pressures of life, they have a tendency to weigh us down.
Amen.
Peter was vulnerable. Mm-hmm. He allowed himself to be guided by those around him.
Right.
Now that's not entirely wrong now. Because some people around you can guide you in the right way.
Amen. Amen.
Some people around you can guide you in the right way.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But Peter went beyond that concern and allowed his action to be molded by those around him.
All right.
Amen. Amen. It's good to have friends to influence you in the right way.
That's right.
But sometimes that influence need to go in one ear and come out the well. It don't even need to penetrate that other ear. Amen. It need to stop right there. Amen. Amen. Don't even let it. Don't even focus in on it.
All right.
Amen. God is a good God.
Yes, sir.
God don't ever change.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Back over in the book of Matthew, around the 16th chapter, around the 13th verse. Amen. Amen. When Jesus had came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi. When he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that the Son of Man am?"
That's right.
And some of them were saying John the Baptist.
Yes, yes.
Some of them were saying you Elijah.
That's right.
Others were saying you Jeremiah. or some other prophet.
That's right.
But Jesus said, he said unto them, "But who say ye that I am?"
That's right.
And you see Peter jump up.
That's right.
Peter said, Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ."
That's right.
The Son of the living God.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven."
That's right.
And he said also unto thee, "That thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven." Then he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus. From that time forth, Jesus to show unto his disciples how he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and raised again from the dead. Then Brother Peter stepped up again. Peter took him. Began to rebuke Jesus.
That's right.
Saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee." Amen. But he turned and said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan. For thou art a offense unto me. For thou sayest not the things that be of God, but those things that be of man."
That's right.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "Any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." We got to understand, Peter was an outspoken one. Amen. Jesus trying to tell him about what's going to take place. And Peter had a strong reaction to it. Amen. Amen. What Peter didn't see, Peter did not see a suffering servant. Amen. Instead, Peter saw a victorious Messiah coming to restore the throne of David. Amen. So Jesus had to rebuke him because Jesus knew what he come to do.
That's right.
Amen. And wasn't nobody gonna stop him from doing his Father's will.
Amen.
That's why he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to do my Father's will.
Yes, sir.
I came that we may have life.
That's right.
And have it more abundantly." Amen. He died on the cross. Because it was his Father's will.
That's right.
Amen. And nothing could nobody do
to
stop
him.
Amen, amen, amen. And we see Peter had a tendency to do those things. Mm-hmm. Amen. But Peter was a strong individual.
Yeah.
He was strong minded. Amen. Even over in the book of Galatians. Mm. Amen. Around the second chapter, when Paul said, before certain men came to James, Peter was acting certain way. See, Peter had a double mind. Well, see, Peter was acting certain way with certain people.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
He was acting certain way with certain people.
Yeah.
So when some other folks came in, hey, he pulled away from those people.
Yeah.
See, you can't serve God being double-minded. And Paul told him, I restored him faith, and I told him in front of everybody, Peter, what you're doing is wrong.
Yeah, right. That's right.
That's right. Amen. What you're doing, Peter, is wrong.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we can't fault Peter. Peter was a great man.
Yep.
Amen. But we have our weakness.
That's right.
Amen. 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 So we got to learn how to not to be double-minded.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to be for God, you be for Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Peter knew that God had no respect a person.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. But he still will overcome to the pressure of life.
Uh-huh.
Amen. God has been so good to us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What we are to do is in the face of compromise and pressure, we got to stay focused.
That's right.
On the Lord.
Amen.
That's why in Romans 12 and 2, Paul told us that we should not be conformed to this world,
but
be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Amen.
Amen. That we may prove that which is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Sometimes you gotta stand when nobody else wants to stand.
Amen.
Amen. If you know that it's wrong, don't be partakers of it.
Right.
Amen. 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 You know it's wrong.
Yes, so
it is. Amen. Amen. Yes. We got to realize, church, when we start drifting.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen. Instead of standing on the promises of God.
Amen.
Amen. We got principles that we stand on.
Yes.
Don't waver in your faith.
Amen.
Amen. Don't drift like the wind or the waves of the sea. Amen. Remind me of a song that said, there's a storm out in the ocean and it's moving this whole way. But if your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Amen. There's a storm out in all of our life.
Well,
and it's moving our way.
Amen.
And I'm here to tell you, if your soul ain't anchored in Jesus,
you're gonna drift away.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You got to be a soldier of the cross.
Yes, sir.
A follower of the Lamb. Say it, brother.
Right.
Amen. 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 God has been so good to us.
Yeah.
He brought us from a mighty, mighty long way.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Right. Amen. We got to realize, even after the resurrection.
Yes, sir.
When the disciples were with the Lord by the Sea of Galilee.
Yeah, all right.
Three times Jesus asked Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep.
Yes, sir.
If you love me, Peter.
That's right.
Feed my lamb.
Amen. Amen.
If you love me, Peter. Feed my sheep.
That's right.
Sir.
That's right.
Peter began to and when the Lord asked him three times, Peter, Lord, you know that I love you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know that, Lord. Why you keep asking me that? God knew who he was.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God wanted him to know.
That's right.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And after God had told Peter to feed his sheep, Amen. And the Bible tells us, and Peter, and right after that, Peter asked God, what John gonna do?
My mother.
After God just told him. See, we worry about everybody else. When we need to be focusing on ourselves. Right. Amen. Don't worry about what I'm doing. You worry about what you're doing. Right. See, Peter, worry about what John doing. Right. And Jesus told him, Jesus answered, said, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You just follow me.
All right, man.
Don't worry about what nobody else is doing.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes we get beside ourselves.
Yeah.
Worry about everybody else.
Yeah.
See, we so busy worrying about what somebody else is doing. So we ain't praying like we used to pray.
Yeah.
Amen. We ain't reading like we used to read.
Yeah.
Amen. We ain't singing praises like we ought to be singing praises. Because we so busy worrying about what somebody else ain't doing.
Amen.
Amen. Sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine.
Amen.
I got enough problems in this shit. Amen. I'm trying to handle mine by myself.
Amen.
I'm trying to handle mine all by myself with the help of God.
Yes,
amen. 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 I can't do nothing without God.
Amen.
Amen. Stop worrying about somebody else. Who do you see in the mirror?
Yeah.
You don't see nobody but yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Get right.
Get right.
Get right. Get right. Get right. Lord, help us all. Amen. We ain't got time to be looking down on people. Amen. Because we all have our ups. And we all have our downs. Amen. The mistake that Peter made, that he sat down with. The Bible says, come from among them and be ye separated. Amen. Amen. Things you used to do, you don't do no more. Places you used to go to, you don't go to those places no more. The way you used to talk, you don't talk that way no more.
Amen.
Amen. Because you are a new creature.
Yeah.
Old things are passed away.
Yes,
and behold, old things become new.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. The same thing confronted Peter, confront us all, each and every day of our life.
Amen.
So I ask you, church, what will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus? Amen. You can't pass it on to nobody else.
Amen.
What would you do to Jesus? You got to decide, for God I live and for God I die. Don't let the pressure of life weigh you down. Look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Have you decided to follow Jesus? Have you decided to make Jesus your all and all? There's a fire burning within inside of you. Amen. God is there for each and every one. He's standing there with outstretched hands, telling, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you the rest that you need. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Have you decided, church, to make Jesus your choice? Be careful who you sit down with. Be careful who you sit down with. Be careful who you commune with. Amen. You might be saying Satan right in your face. And if you ain't strong enough, you'll fall right in with him. Be careful. Be careful who you sit down with. Be careful. Don't sit down.
Amen.
Don't sit down like Peter.
Amen.
And deny our Lord.
My Lord.
Don't sit down.
No. Amen. My Lord.
Because he said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't want God to be ashamed of me.
Right.
I'm going to tell it.
All right.
Wherever I go.
Yes.
I'm going to tell it.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Yes, I know a man.
Yeah.
And his name is Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
Came down to 42 generations.
Now,
hang, bleed, and die for my sin.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that he did. He could have got up off that cross. But he said, not my will, but thy will be done.
Yeah.
I even heard him say, no man take my life. He said, I lay my life down. He said, if I lay it down, I can be it. That's good. And everything. How can he have the power? Because God gave him all the power.
Raging in my life.